I would have no problem if we, in the second reading, touch a little bit, because again, there is something in there of, and it's real. There are situations that happen that cause devastation and disaster. And I don't want to pass them quickly. What would we do when something like that happened? The first thing the father did is he said, send him to his mother. And when somebody have a head problem, you got to send him back to the Word of God. That's where we are born, by the water of the Word. Send him back again to his mother. Go back again to the Word of God. And what does the Word of God direct us to? To the person of Christ. She took him and she put him in the chamber of the man of God. And that is really the way of recovery. It's going back again to the Word of God. Not what I have exposed to in the field. Where the sun was there beating on one's head and he was young. And it's a very thing again important for the young one. Don't rush to it. Just slowly. If you need to cover your head, that's okay. I know that's only for the sisters. But you know what? If you want to be quiet for a little bit and taking it in, that's fine too. Don't get exposed so much to the sun for your own hurt. And if it happened, get back again to the Word of God. Get back again to the Word of God. And the Word of God will direct you to who gives life. And that is the man of God. But again, there were young men, as you have mentioned, John. And there were others who were willing to bring him back. Bring him back again to his mother. Take her to the man of God. There were always those who are available, probably his peers, to do the same thing. She took him, she put him on her knee, and then she bring him up to the chamber of the man of God. She put him on the bed where the man of God was. It's that place of rest. It is that very same place. She put him in there. And here is an interesting thing. And I find it very interesting about Elisha and doors. I want you to, when the Lord gives you, well, when you have time, the Lord gives you always time, to read through Elisha and find how many times there is something to do with doors. The first time he said, go and close the door to the widow. Bring all of the vessels, close the door. He called the Shunammite woman, she stood by the door. She bring him up, she closed the door. Elisha goes up to the roof. There's something about the door with Elisha. Closing the door when everybody else wants to have everything open wide. Bring everything in. Let's just open it up. A man of grace. I'm not talking about Elisha here. A man of power and fire from heaven. A man of grace. He's very careful to make sure that everything are enclosed for God. Enclosed for God. Protected for God. So what does she do here? She bring him in, put him in there, and she closed the door. But again, as you mentioned earlier, she doesn't do anything without counseling with her husband. We're going to build a chamber, she asks her husband. He sent him back, she goes to her husband. She's not going on her own now, saying, I know what to do. She goes to her husband. She asks her husband, I need to go to the man of God.
Even at lunch time, we say, close the door. The time and sense. We're the inside place with one Jesus.
Yeah. So Emil, you're also pointing out in the shutting of the door that here is a woman who has learned from the prophet. She's learned from the man of God. She's now emulating and doing essentially what the man of God is characterized by. So she's a woman who is in the full gain of the wealth of which we've been speaking.
She shut the door and that closed everything else out. And she ran to the man of God. And we need to run to the Lord Jesus. And she had no hesitation about the outcome. It wasn't just that she would go to him, but that she would go to him and come again so she had ample faith there also.
Yeah. There's a really great composure about her, because when the child was brought to her, she didn't immediately send for the man of God. She waited with the child on her knee until she knew the full outcome. She acted with intelligence. She acted with this composure and patience. And she went to the man of God with intelligence and with dignity. And she wasn't going to be satisfied just to send a servant. She wanted to go herself.
Being on her knees. It is another thing that when something like that happened, She had him on her knees. It is a matter of prayer that has been neglected when the circumstances are very hard. We run around trying to do everything. She waited. She was on her knees, having him on her knees till noon. She was, and again, it's a progress that you see in that woman's life. There is no rushing around. There is no, she really is a great discernment, knowing what to do. She's a daughter of Issachar. She knew exactly what to do and when to do it. He comes back. She tried to nurse him. She goes on her knees. And then she goes to the man of God. They're all part of the exercise that she goes through when a difficulty comes into her life.
It wouldn't have made sense for her to go back to her husband. But it is interesting that she goes right to Elisha. I wonder if she knew the song, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." She went right to where there would be comfort in his death. And of course, as it was brought up, she had faith that her son would be raised again.
I'm impressed though that she settled in the disposition that she has. Mm-hmm. When she, her husband questions her, "Well, why are you going? It's not Hebrew, it's not Sabbath." She tells him, "It is well." She understands that a man of God will now be able to take the situation, which would appear to be negative, and will turn it into a positive for her blessing.
And we might say this, it wasn't that only the prophet was at rest in her house, but she was at rest in him. Mm-hmm. That is why, not only with her husband, but later on, maybe the next session we can just cover from 25 on to the next portion. But her life was characterized with that statement, "It is well." How could a woman that lost her son be in such spirit that it is well with her? Woman of faith, but she had all her rest in the man of God. And when we have our rest, we rest in all what love has done. When we are into such an enjoyment, it is well with us. We will know how to behave. We will know how to run to the man of God. And we will know what to say and what to express.
Just to add to that, shalom means double rest. Like that means what you're saying.
Well, this will bring to the end of our first session.